With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. FBI has arrested a Wisconsin judge for allegedly helping a man evade immigration authorities. Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan accused of escorting the man and his attorney out of her courtroom after learning that immigration authorities were seeking his arrest. The man was later taken into custody. He talks today at the Vatican.
President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met briefly Saturday at the Vatican before the funeral of Pope Francis. The White House says the discussion was very productive and that more details would be released later. The meeting lasted about 15 minutes inside St. Peter's Basilica. Zelensky said, "Good meeting," on social media. He said, "We discussed a lot one-on-one and very symbolic meeting that has potential to become historic if we achieve joint results." I'm Donna Water.
Immigration remains to be a big advantage for the GOP. Bernie Bennett explains.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 50% of likely U.S. voters trust Republicans more to handle immigration, while 39% trust Democrats more and 11% are undecided. These findings are almost unchanged from April of 2023. The survey of 1,065 U.S. likely voters was conducted on April 20 through the 22nd by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
George Santos has been sentenced to more than 7 years in prison for the crimes that got him ousted from Congress. The former New York representative apologized and appealed for mercy, then sobbed when he heard that he was getting 87 months behind bars. He pled guilty last summer to federal wire fraud and identity theft. This is SRN News. Deion Sanders finding himself the target of atheists.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is urging the University of Colorado to discipline the NFL Hall of Famer who serves as head football coach. Sanders freely refers to God in talking with his players and discusses his Christian faith. He also holds team prayers, and the foundation claims the coach is somehow violating the Constitution. In fact, the Supreme Court has ruled that coaches are not barred from talking about their faith on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
EEOC reportedly putting all transgender discrimination cases on the back burner. It's part of the president's effort to rid the federal government of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, ending the practice of promoting transgenderism. EEOC received more than 3,000 charges alleging discrimination based on sexual orientation or so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. A very popular Mexican restaurant will be headed to, well, Mexico.
The California-based chain will open restaurants in Mexico starting early next year. Chipotle will partner with Alce, a Mexico City-based company that operates locations for Domino's, Starbucks, Burger King, Chili's, and other brands in South America and Europe. Chipotle says it's confident its classic recipes will resonate with Mexican diners. This expansion arrives as President Trump's tariffs on Mexican imports could increase costs for U.S. Chipotle locations. John Scott reporting.
Famed aerobatic pilot Rob Holland has died in a plane crash in Virginia. He had been scheduled to participate this weekend in an air show in Hampton, Virginia. Officials say he was probably the best-known air show pilot in the business. More details at srnnews.com.